At the beginning, of Parshas Tetzaveh, the Baal HaTorim points out that there's something very unique about this week's Parsha. From the time that Moshe Rabbeinu is born, in the beginning of Chumash Shmos, and Parsha Shmos, till the end of Chamisha Chumshei Torah, all of Chumash Shmos, all of Chumash Vayikra, all of Chumash Bamidbar, and all of Chumash Dvarim, in every single Parsha, in all four Chumashim, Moshe Rabbeinu's name is mentioned. Except for one Parsha. And that is Parshat Tetzaveh, where Moshe Rabbeinu's name does not appear. It's the only Parsha. Now, between me and you, there's one other Parsha. I don't think it appears in Parshas Nitzavim. However, since Nitzavim is usually, or at least very often, read together with Vayelech, and the two will usually come together, in Nitzavim Vayelech, Moshe Rabbeinu's name does appear. So the only Parsha which always appears by itself, and which Moshe Rabbeinu's name doesn't appear, is Parshas Tetzaveh. Now, why doesn't Moshe Rabbeinu's name appear in Parshas Tetzaveh? So the Baal HaTorim sends us to next week's Parsha, to Parshas Kisisa. And in Parshas Kisisa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, as he's getting ready to come down from Har Sinai after having received the Luchos and had been up there for 40 days and 40 nights, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, Lech rei kishichais amcha asher aleisam eretz Mitzrayim, soru maher min aderech asher tzivisim, asu lahem egel masecha. They made an egel azav, they bowed down to it, they sacrificed to it, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is extremely angry, extremely disappointed. And he turns to Moshe Rabbeinu and he says, Vata hanichali, leave me alone, the yicharapi vahem v'achalem, and I will destroy them, v'aseh oschol goy gadol. And I will make you a great nation. We'll get rid of all the Bnei Yisrael, and I'll make a new nation straight from you, Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu immediately, v'yichal Moshe's p'nei Hashem elokav, Moshe Rabbeinu immediately begins to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He gets a temporary reprieve, he goes down, and we know what happens, he breaks the luchos, destroys the egel. The next day he goes up, and he turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he says, v'yashem Moshe el Hashem, v'yomar ana chata hamazeh chata gedola v'yasu lahem el Elohei Zahav. They made, it's true, they did a tremendous chait. He doesn't cover up for them. They made an egel azav. V'atayim tisa chatasam. And now, if you forgive them, fine. V'imayin, but if you don't forgive them, mecheini na misifrecha asher kasafta. Wipe me out from the book that you've written. I'm not interested in becoming a separate nation. I'm not interested almost in my own existence. Either you forgive Bnei Yisrael, and fine. But if you don't forgive Bnei Yisrael, then count me out. Wipe me out from your sefer. At the end, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does forgive Bnei Yisrael. Vayom HaShem, salachti kidvarecha. That takes place on that first Yom Kippur. But nevertheless, Chazal tell us that kilulas tzaddik, when a tzaddik issues a klala, afilu al tnai, even if it's done on a condition, right? Kilulas chacham, the klala of a chacham, afilu al tnai ba, still remains. When a chacham issues a klala, even if it's conditional, and the condition isn't met, he said, if you don't forgive them, erase me. But he did forgive them. Nevertheless, there's something about the klala that remains. And therefore, since Moshe Rabbeinu had said that if you don't forgive them, erase me from your book, even though Hashem did forgive them, but Moshe Rabbeinu's name was going to get erased. And it's here in Parshas Tetzaveh that Moshe Rabbeinu's name doesn't appear. That's the Baal HaTorim. A number of Mefarshim come along, though, and ask, but why Parshas Tetzaveh? Of all the parshios that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have chosen to leave out Moshe Rabbeinu's name, why was it Parshas Tetzaveh, where his name is left out? So Reb Zalman Sirotzkin in his Naim LaTorah deals with this question, and he offers some interesting insights. One of the standard answers given is when Parshas Tetzaveh is read. Today's date, at least until Shkia today, today's date was Bet Adar. And this now it's Adar Aleph, but Bet Adar. This coming Friday is Zayin Adar. Zayin Adar traditionally is the yard site of Moshe Rabbeinu. Parshas Tetzaveh is always read around the yard site of Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore, there are those who suggest that Parshas Tetzaveh was chosen because Dafka, when we read about Moshe Rabbeinu's death and his talkut from this world, he leaves this world, Dafka, that's an appropriate time to read the Parsha in which his name is left out. That's one suggestion that's made. Sirotzkin, though, suggests an additional reason. Way back when, in Parshat Shmot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu got angry at Moshe Rabbeinu. When did he get angry at Moshe Rabbeinu? When Moshe Rabbeinu came to Har Sinai, and he sees the Snebor Ba'esh and the burning bush, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to him, and he tells him, I want you to become the person who's going to take Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, and Moshe Rabbeinu comes along and says, who am I, and why should I do it, and I'm a Kavad fan, I can't do it. And Chazal tells us that for a whole week, for 7 days, there's this dialogue between Moshe Rabbeinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want you, and Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm not worthy. And towards the end of this 7-day dialogue, Moshe Rabbeinu turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he says, Vayomer bi Adoni, no bi Adonai, shlach no bi yad tishlach. He says, send with the person you normally send. You should be sending Aaron. Vayichar Hashem b'Moshe. And this was the, so to speak, the straw. I don't want to say they broke the camel's back. We're talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu over here. But this was the final thing where HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, enough, Moshe Rabbeinu. He got angry and he said, Vayomer lo Aaron achicha levi yadati gidabe yadaber hu, you're the person. But he says something interesting. He says, hello Aaron achicha levi. He calls Aaron a levi. Now, of course he's a Levi, because Moshe is a Levi, he's their brothers. Why does the Torah mention, why does Hashem emphasize he's a Levi? So Chazal tell us that Amalo Rabbi Yosef Bezunem Rabaroshem, this anger left something. Halaron Achicha Halevi Shaya Asid Lios Levi Velo Koe Vakuna Kuna Yisiomel Atseit Mimcha. Moshe, you were supposed to be the Koe and Aaron was supposed to be the Levi. But now that you keep arguing and arguing and arguing, you know what? Aaron's going to be the Kohen, and you're going to be the Levi. And that was the result of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anger. That took place in Parshas Shmos. When do we see that Aaron became the Kohen? Not in Parshas Shmos, not in Vayera, not in Bo, not in Bishalach. Not in Yisra, and not in Mishpatim, and not even in Truma. But in Parshas Tetzaveh, in this week's Parsha, the Torah tells us towards the beginning, Vata hakreve lecha es Aharon achicha ves banavito mitoch bnei Yisrael lecha hanoli. Aaron and his children are going to be my Kohanim. We see that it's here in Parshas Tetzaveh that Moshe Rabbeinu is now being told that you did something that you weren't supposed to do. You were arguing a little bit too much. You lost the kahuna. And it's here in Parshas Tetzaveh. It's also here in Parshas Tetzaveh where Moshe Rabbeinu maybe spoke a little bit too much and he said, Mecheini na misifrecha. So the results are also here in Parshas Tetzaveh. This is also the parsha in which your name doesn't appear. Aaron gets the kahuna, and your name doesn't appear. Rav Saretzkin goes and adds on another aspect to this. He says, it's very interesting that Moshe Rabbeinu's name doesn't appear. It doesn't appear in Tetzaveh Davka around the time of his yard site. He says, take a look at some other religions, and obviously he has one specific religion in mind, and it shouldn't be hard for you to guess which one. So, but there are some religions, or at least one of them, where they take a human being and they make him such a central figure that they venerate him to a point that he becomes a deity. And the most crucial holidays in that religion are his alleged birthday and the alleged day that he died. And that become the most important holidays around. Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't chas v'shalom want this to happen with Moshe Rabbeinu, that people would be so enamored with Moshe and so venerate Moshe that they would come along and they would turn him into miyodeyam. The Torah doesn't even tell us the day that he was born. The Torah doesn't even tell us the day that he died. And here, dafka, according to tradition, on the day that Moshe Rabbeinu was born, on the day that Moshe Rabbeinu died, on Zayin Adar, because he was born and died at the same day, dafka then, his name doesn't even appear. Dafka then, he disappears off the scene. Because it's all about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Eved Hashem, but he's only the Eved Hashem. He's the Eved par excellence. But he's just an Eved. We don't want Moshe Rabbeinu to be turned into some godlike figure. And Dafka in the time when Moshe Rabbeinu was born and died, Dafka, the Torah says, doesn't even mention his name. So he makes sure to put Moshe Rabbeinu's greatness in perspective. But having said all that, if you think about it, with trying to make sure that we put Moshe Rabbeinu's name, greatness, in perspective, that we don't overdo it, it's dafka here that we really begin to appreciate the godless of Moshe Rabbeinu. Because why is it that Moshe Rabbeinu's name doesn't appear in Tetzaveh? Because Moshe Rabbeinu is the reluctant person. Because Moshe Rabbeinu says about himself, who am I? For 6.5 days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling him, you're the one. And Moshe Rabbeinu keeps saying, but who am I? I'm not worthy. There are other people. Even my brother. He's older than me. He's more experienced than me. You know so much about sibling rivalry, how each one has a one-upmanship. And all Moshe Rabbeinu wants to do is say, choose him, not me. He wants to turn down the unbelievable offer. He did that in Parsha Shmos. And payback time is here in Tetzaveh. And he does it again in Parsha Kisis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, I've had it with Bnei Yisrael. I'm going to wipe them out and I'm going to make a whole nation out of you. Just you. It's an unbelievable offer. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, no. I didn't want this job. But if I took this job, it's not about me. It's all about Bnei Yisrael. Forgive Bnei Yisrael, and I'll continue to do my best to be their manhig. You want to wipe out Bnei Yisrael? Wipe me out also. It's not about me. It's about them. I'm only in existence. I exist only for the sake of Bnei Yisrael. So here, when we leave Moshe Rabbeinu's name out, and he disappears off the scene, when we begin to analyze it, we begin to really appreciate how great Moshe Rabbeinu is. Because his name doesn't appear because he couldn't care less about himself. He only cared about Am Yisrael. Forgive them, I'll continue. Don't forgive them, I don't want to be a nation. Mechini nami sifracha.
There are a lot of people out there, as the saying goes, try to toot their own horn.
like the publicity. Try to make sure everybody knows a lot about that. And then there are those unique individuals who try to hide from the limelight, try to stay back in the shadows. But the greater they are, the greater that they try to hide in the shadows, the greater their godless shines forth. And those of us who are perceptive realize that they who make themselves so lowly, so insignificant, are really the great people of this world.